Bye.
Listen up, Kay Pryor has her own story time to share. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on, Anchor family and others? Hey, I just wanted to share something with you really quick. It's story time. Hey, yesterday I was out in the community doing some work, trying to help out. And I was at a Walmart and I saw this lady. She was walking through the parking lot with two children. Actually, I did not see her. She approached me and I seen she had two small children and they could have been under the ages of maybe 6 and the little girl maybe was 2, 3, something like that. So as she approached me, she asked, she said, hey, we don't have anywhere to go. I don't have any food. We're just trying to, you know, get some money gathered for tonight so we can have a place to stay. Now, I could have looked at that situation in many ways. I could have said, no, I cannot help you. I could have said, go to a shelter. I could have said any of those things. But being the person that I am, I had to help out. And this is along my journey. Journey with me, family. If you haven't checked out that episode, go back in the Kay Pryor podcast and entertainment episodes and segments and check out Journey with Me. Be a help and encouragement and motivate someone. If you are already in a position where you made it in life, what's so challenging about helping others maximize and obtain favors in their lives? So I told her, the lady, she says, can you please help? So I did. I said, hey, listen, I am going to go buy my son some food. And I said, are you still going to be in this parking lot? She said, yeah. So I said, okay, I'll find you. Now, I'm sure that she probably had a lot of people tell her that, you know, hey, I'll help you or I'll be right back. Because she did not stay put. She kept on keeping on asking. And I imagine as a woman, it's not easy to ask people for money, food, or anything for you or your kids. But if you in need and if you are a mother, you would do whatever you need to make sure your kids is fed and have a roof over their heads. So I went to, I think it was Wendy's, and I get the kids some food and the money, the change that I got from that food. Because I had $20, right? And don't get me wrong, family. I don't have anything myself. I'm one step away from being homeless myself. But see, I don't put myself in a predicament or put myself in a situation to pity, to have self-pity for myself. I'm not. So I go and get her kids some food. And I give her the change. It wasn't much, but it was something. So I ask you, family, are you helping someone today? And if so, how are you helping someone? How? Are you helping or judging? So I just wanted to share my little story with you. Also, if you have a short story to share with Kay Pryor, do message in to the Kay Pryor podcast. I'm working on trying to get something set up as to where you can call me to share your story or just simply be on an episode about relationships and we talk about any and everything on this podcast. So don't be shy to share your story. You have one to tell. I appreciate you listening. I hope you're having a great day at work, school, wherever you're going off to. Have a wonderful day. Until the next time, family, peace.
Yeah, right, have a safe and blessed day, man.